Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here to spend this time with you today. And I hope everybody's doing well. It's been such a time in our world. And I don't know about you, but I know with me, I am not even really watching the news much. I have to keep up on everything that we – I have to keep up on the real estate, top, you know, stories, things like that. But I'm not watching the news like I used to. I stopped about a year ago watching it the way I had as an adult because we just have so much going on and there's so much negativity out there. So anybody out there that wants to start a station that gives us 80% good and 20% bad, I'm all for it. I'll be rooting you on because that's what we need these days. So today we are going to talk about Florida. Many, many people have been moving to Florida in the U.S. and we're going to talk about Naples, Florida. And so many different areas, things are happening. Florida, through COVID, has done really well. It seems like the numbers are going up now, but overall they've done extremely well and stayed open. And when many, many states shut down in the U.S. And, yeah, it's definitely trying times. And it's so important for us to stay focused and keep our energy levels up. It makes such a difference because as much as we can and to take care of ourselves. So we're just going to dig in and talk about Naples, Florida. A dear friend of mine, Bobby Bell, and her husband, Bill Bell, moved there about, my gosh, 20, almost 30 years ago, and I know other people there too. I can tell you a few stories. And most people, many people you find move and they stay. There's, of course, a lot of retirees in Florida. It's getting pretty breezy. And all the Floridians that I've heard, talked to, and known usually complain a little bit in the winter because the snowbirds come and all these places they get to enjoy in the summer that aren't as crowded or really packed in the winter. But it's just I know a lot of snowbirds like to, or when you think about it, you can get on a plane if it's nonstop and you're in the Northeast or part of the Midwest, depending on where you are, even over in Texas, you can, in a couple hours, you can be in Florida. So it's really a nice, I find, for snowboards or birds or people that want to live, you know, in two different areas depending on the time of year. Florida doesn't have state tax, so that's a biggie. There's plenty of communities that are over 55. There's a lot of pluses to Florida. Now, the storms and come in, and people hear about that all the time, but many places are, nowadays with technology, people are typically warned way ahead of time. So we're just going to dig in and talk about Naples, Florida, and kind of do some shows on different cities and areas in the next couple months. So Naples is a city on the Gulf of Mexico in southwest Florida, for those of you that haven't been there, but I'm sure most of you know where it is, that's known for high-end shopping and golf courses. The Naples Pier, first erected in 1988, is the city's symbol, and it's a popular fishing and dolphin spotting destination. It's flanked by miles of beaches with calm waters and fine white sugar sand, including those at Clam Pass Park and Del Nor Wiggins Pass State Park. The Naples cost of living depends on where you are in Naples. And yes, there are affordable places to live as well as very expensive places in Naples. It's, it's a pretty neat place. It's, They call it the crown jewel of Southwest Florida, nestled on sun-dressed, drenched beaches of the Gulf of Mexico. It's known for world-challenging golf courses. Also, steps away from island seclusion or the untamed tropical wilderness of the Everglades. Calm seas, Nagel makes a splash with water lovers and recreationists. There's lots of friendly parks, sports enthusiasts and picnickers and loves all that. And it's just, it's a very special place. I'm just going to go through here and tell you about Naples. Anybody wants to call in and talk about it, it's 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. I hope you're enjoying your day, and let's see, City of Naples, okay, it's extremely, it's one of the most expensive places to live. But you can also find places that aren't that expensive in Naples. So I just want to put that out there for anybody thinking about Naples, Florida. It's definitely possible, and there's areas that people go in. Some of the areas that are a lot less expensive are modular homes. Some people call them mobile homes. But they're communities. It's worth checking into. I've seen things as low as $30,000 for a small place. Because I'm a real estate broker, I'm not supposed to say this is a good area, bad area, and different area, because you have to check with the police department and do all your own due diligence, et cetera. But people find that it's very workable. So Naples, like Naples, Italy, but this is Naples, Florida. They said the name Naples caught on when promoters described the bay as surpassing the bay in Naples, Italy. In 1887, a group of wealthy Kentuckians, led by Walter N. Haldeman, owner of the Louisville Courier-Journal, purchased virtually the entire town of Naples. That's wild. Very, very wild. It's interesting, I always find, and you think 1888 seems like such a long time ago, although time's going by so fast. So in the late 1800s, during U.S. surveys of Southwest Florida, a senator from Louisville, General S. Williams, was spellbound with direct descriptions of the area, and he planned to visit and buy it. So it's just interesting. At that time, of course, it took longer to get places. It's not like we had Google and we can look things out and check them out. And it's always fun to me to go in and, when I travel, talk to people that live there, talk to the locals, because you have such information is, you know, on the sites and tours, and the travel agents can give it to you. And, of course, we find everything online now. But there's nothing like talking to locals and finding out where to go, what the deal is, et cetera. So let's see. I'm going to put in here. I'm just going to go through. Wow. One of the first improvements Haldeman and the Naples Company made was to build a pier 600 feet into the Gulf of Mexico. That's way back in late 1800s. So cool. So if you're thinking about, like Naples is... The county is called Collier County, southwestern Florida. So it lies right on the Gulf of Mexico at the edge of Big Cypress Swamp. It's about 35 miles south of Fort Myers, and Marco Island, I believe, is south of Naples, and it's a beautiful island, too. The population's gone up quite a bit. In 2010 census, it was about 19,539 people. And now in, like, 2015, 322,000. Ooh. Well, that's the metropolitan area, actually. So Naples is a principal settlement, Naples, Marco Islands, I think. I have to look this. I don't think we're hitting 300 already. Let's see. Oh, my. So throughout the 1800s and 1870s and 80s, magazine and newspaper stories would tell about the area's mild climate and abundant fish and game, and they likened it to sunny Italian peninsula. So that it really caught on when people would call it Naples, you know, how it got the name of Naples. And but it is named after Naples, Italy, which most people might think, okay, but you just never know. It's really, really cute. And my good friend Bobby, who lived there, still lives there now, I remember she's always had small dogs. And I remember I couldn't believe Bobby did this because we do have alligators, not we, but they do have alligators and crocodiles in Florida. More alligators, from what I understand, than crocodiles. And I'm a little skittish of that because I'm an outdoors person and I like to walk, run, and go, and you know, just a little skittish of that. So I want to look around and not get too close to canals or rivers or ponds. But Bobby has a canal in their backyard. And one day, oh my gosh, I can't believe she did this. There was actually an alligator in her backyard, but the alligator wasn't moving. So Bobby thought this alligator was dead, and it wasn't dead. So lo and behold, thank God she didn't get taken away or eaten by the alligator. But she learned really fast that don't get near those things, even if they look like they're dead. It was pretty scary at the time and shocking because you think, well, who's going to do that? Nobody's going to do that. But she did, not meaning to. It was just one of those quick accident things that happened. But luckily she was totally safe. A lot of people, when Naples was purchased, and many people would use it as a winter retreat, and the winter retreats for Florida hasn't stopped. It's so it was actually purchased, believe it or not, for about $3 an acre. Wow. I'm going to go back. I'm still on the history of it, with the history of Naples, and that's Naples in Italy. We're switching over from Florida to Italy, since the name is still from Italy. In the 1284, after the Sicilian Vespers, the kingdom was split into two parts, with an Aragonese king ruling the island of Sicily and the Angevin king ruling the mainland portion. While both kingdoms officially called themselves the Kingdom of Sicily, the mainland portion was commonly referred to as the Kingdom of Naples. Wow. 900 years ago. Fast forward here to 2021. And real estate, we have a lot of real estate agents and brokers that listen to these, you know, it's still booming in Naples. It's still busy, and everything's been busy everywhere. But the Florida real estate certainly has gone up and up and up. But there are still are, like I said, affordable places, which is really cool. I'm just scrolling through here. I want to see. Now, the cost of living has gone. They passed the law about $15 an hour for minimum wage, and it's supposed to be in effect no later than 2026 for Florida. The health care abounds. There's lots of health care because there's many, many retirees, of course, in Florida. Many 55-plus communities in Naples, too. And with the 55-plus communities, you just want to double-check and see what the house rules are. Usually you can have somebody live with you, like a grandchild or somebody comes to visit, if they're under 55, as long as the rules are followed. And married couples, as long as one person's over 55, you can usually go into the 55-plus communities, which is pretty cool. There's all kinds of water sports activities, day trips, cultural and theme tours, private ones, occasions. There's manatee sightseeing, ecotour. If you are an outdoors person and you also just like comfortable, good weather, it does get very hot in the summer. Naples is a neat place to check out. There's Marco Island. It's got dolphin watching tours. I'm looking at different... There's fishing, boating, water sports, arts and cultural spectacular events. Naples is really one of the main metropolitan areas on the Florida's Paradise Coast. It says, what are the best things to do in Naples? Golf, relaxation, the Ritz-Carlton Resort, yoga, tennis, sailing. It's right now it looks like it's they've got Naples. Lee County has 12.31 square miles, and then 4 miles of area of water. They said the actual population has shrunk a little bit since 2014. I think the other amount I was saying might be a little bit off. Okay. Each decade, it's been booming in over 100% growth, and now it's just starting to slow down a little bit. But it's very good, though. It's still good. I'm going to get in one here. We've got from a real estate agent, Eileen Haskin. She said, when people think of Naples, Florida, there's several things that come to mind. For a known worldwide destination, this is to be expected, but what exactly is Naples? Florida known for isn't as simple to pinpoint. The reason for that being is it's not just one thing. Being located on the western part of Florida's coast, Naples faces the Gulf of Mexico. From this alone, we can safely guess one of the things that the city's known for, but we'll get back to that in a moment. This is cute. Housing, it must be, let's see. It's a great quality of life. Residents and tourists alike find what they're looking for because of its location. It says they want to understand that, this is different agents talking about Florida. It makes an excellent holiday destination and a great place to retire in the U.S. People come all from all over the country. Now, it says a destination for the wealthy. While this might not be the best impression about Naples, Florida, it is a fact. But try not to see it from the city's point of view. As Naples, Florida has a median population of age 66, and retirees have a higher chance of gathering funds over the course of their lives. Real estate prices meet home buyers' budgets. It's a cold, hard fact where there's a lot of people interest in living in a place like Naples and lifestyle. They can afford to pay thousands of dollars for waterfront properties or more. Those properties will sell for the value the buyer is willing to pay. So it's one of the wealthiest towns in the country. And we're going to look at something here else. Now, if you are planning on moving to Naples or anywhere in Florida and you want to buy, it is very important, which the agents will pretty much tell you that if you're working with an agent. We have affiliates nationwide, so if you need information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com and put in contact us to give us as much detail as possible, and then we can place you with somebody that really knows the specific area. We just need county, city, et cetera. But most of the people are going to warn you that Florida's always had an issue with flood insurance. Of course, you want to make sure, and flood insurance can be very high, so that's extremely important. Now, we think, well, of course, this sounds like common sense. Well, there were stories even 10, 12 years ago where people weren't being told about it. Now it's in most of the contracts, but and finding out they're buying a property and the insurance is sky high and they had to get out of it. So that's really important to double check the flood insurance and on Florida. There are so many things. Let's see what 25 things they're said to do in Florida. That's 25 things to do in Naples, Florida. Naples, one of the wealthiest cities in the United States, located on the Gulf of Mexico. But when I say that, and it's beautiful, there are places that are very affordable, and I'm sure of it. So that's just want to mention that before somebody says, well, I can't move there. And then, it's... The city's main landmark is the historic Naples Pier, which we heard know about, a great fishing destination, the place where you can sometimes spot playful dolphins. It's mild climate and calm seas. It's also known for its spectacular nature and great restaurants. And I'm going to list 25 things that there are to do in Naples, Florida. The pier, they said you can't. This is out of vacationidea.com. in Florida, best things to do in Naples, Florida. You cannot come to Naples without taking a stroll along the iconic Naples Pier, built in 1888, to serve as a dock for freight and passengers. The Naples Pier had a narrow gauge trail rail across its length that served the train that transported baggage and freight in the 1900s. Wow. The old pier was destroyed by fire and wrecked by several hurricanes, but it has always been rebuilt as a symbol of Naples' history and resilience. Stretching from the end of 12th Avenue, the pier is a popular spot for fishing, sunset watching, dolphin spotting, and enjoying the view of Gulf of Mexico. The Naples Pier is one of the top attractions. It has a covered eating area and a concession stand if you get hungry. I hope there's a whole bunch of them by now. It's number two. We're on Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary. Oy, oy, oy. I am just not into seeing. I don't like to see alligators and crocodiles, but to each his own. Your gateway to Western Everglades, the Corkscrew Swamp Sanctuary consists of about 13,000 acres of magnificent wetlands, pine flatwoods, a marsh, and a wet prairie, as well as the largest North American old-growth bald cypress forest. Wow. North America. Well, take a photo of these magnificent giant 25-foot thick trunks that soar 130 feet in the Florida sky. Take a walk along the 2-mile boardwalk and look for some of the sanctuary's inhabitants, such as alligators, white-tailed deer, otters, well-bellied turtles, red-bellied turtles, and wading birds, songbirds, as well as raptors. See, I can handle all of it except the alligators, but you can also go on one of the guided tours to learn about this. It's a beautiful sanctuary. Number three, Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens. It's located in the magnificent tropical garden planted in 1919, many years before the animals came to the establishment. Today you can stroll along the paved path for almost a mile past 70 species of rare, beautiful animals that live surrounded by exotic plants from their natural habitats. You will come close to everyone's favorite creatures, including lions, giraffes, pythons, monkeys, and bears. You'll also get to admire some rare creatures not commonly seen as Asian meat-eating and barking deer of the fossas of, Madagascar. You can board a catamaran that will take you to the Monkey Island, located in Artificial Lake, where primates live their noisy lives. That sounds like fun. Long weekends with getaways, there's so many places to go, and it says, you know, nearby beach, fun things to do that are not expensive. Number four, Loudermilk Beach Park in Naples, Florida. With 1,000 feet of incredibly fine white sand, a picturesque pond, a kid's playground, and a volleyball court, Loudermilk Beach Park is one of Naples' most popular beachfront parks. Many picnic tables and benches provide space for family picnic, or you can cool off and rinse off in the salt after a swim at the park shower facilities. I don't know if I would swim in that, but that's just me. The park even has two lovely gazebos you can rent for occasions, and the beach is a popular destination. Many go here hoping to see the magical green flash. The beach is located near 5th Avenue, and all the area is great shopping. If you're wondering what to do with kids, this is also a great place to visit. The nearest romantic getaways today at night, places near me, local wedding venues, best small beach town, restaurants outside, things to do with kids near me, staycation, beaches. Oh, there's so many things to do here. Number five. I'm just going to roll with this and not take a break or put in a commercial thing because there's a lot to... We're only at number five, and we're going to go through 25 things to do. The REVS Institute, Naples, Florida. The REVS Institute for Automotive Research celebrates the history of American automobiles. Visitors can come and see more than 100 of the most significant cars built between 1896 and 95. So between 1896 and 1995. Wow. Car buffs would love this. The automobiles on display at REVS are part of the Collier Collection and are some of the most important cars ever built. Sometimes only a small number of these cars were manufactured. The REVS Institute aims to advance the study of automotive history, and besides cars, contains over 1 million exhibits such as specialized research books, images, and documents on the history of automobiles. I don't know, do you remember those, they had the crank and they shift the crank in the front of the car? That was way, way before my time, but just when you learn about the, you know, how it was, etc. But I remember, I think our family in Europe had, France had a car like that, and very early 1900s, of course, way, way before my time. A large team of restoration technicians keeps all the cars in the collection in perfect working order, and many of them demonstrate their superior engineering at various car races all over the world. Wow, that must be really wild for to be able to take one of these cars into a race. Number 6, Bird Gardens of Naples. The Bird Gardens of Naples is dedicated to the welfare and conservation of wild parrots in captivity and offers an outreach and placement program that looks after birds in a safe environment. It's located in Corkscrew Swamp also. The Bird Garden of Naples boasts a variety of beautiful vegetation and flora that create a natural environment for the parrots and attract an array of fauna, bees, and butterflies. Its visits to the gardens are by appointment only, and you can enjoy a two-hour guided tour and interact with more than 300 birds from around the world. Stroll through the gardens, which have miles of walking trails, and soak up beautiful surroundings in which these birds live. Wow, that's so cool. And number 7 is Conservancy of Southwest Florida. It's an organization dedicated to preserving and protecting Southwest Florida's unique natural environment and quality of life. Established in 1964 by concerned citizens, it focuses on the protection of land, water, and wildlife in Southwest Florida. It has a nature center that you can visit. They offer a lot of activities, and also including electric boat tours, kayak tours and rentals, nature trails, cinemas, cinema days, daily education programs, and the Dalton Discovery Center. How cool is this? And that's stuff that's really great for kids. Number 8, Baker Museum. Wow. The Baker Museum is a highly acclaimed fine arts museum in Southwest Florida that showcases an array of modern and contemporary art. The three-story, 30,000-square-foot museum is home to 15 galleries, which house a variety of wild class exhibitions and traveling exhibits. The museum also has a glass dome conservatory and an educational resource room. Designed by Albert Paley, the entrance gates to the museum are artworks in and of themselves. There's 3 Dale Chihuly installations are dotted among the sites. Wow, this is so cool. This is really cool. Number 9 is Del Norwegian's Pass State Park. That's got the most pristine beaches in the world, it says. You can enjoy miles and miles of beaches with the views of the Gulf of Mexico and flocks of shorebirds and other wildlife. At the northern end, they have, people can launch into Turtle Bay and experience all of that with the rivers. Oh, there's so many things here to do. Bird Rookie Swamp. I'm going to go through some of it, but this is on vacationidea.com, and you are listening to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullenix, and I hope you're having a absolutely wonderful day. The Bird Rookie Swamp Trail is a nature trail that runs through one of the Crew Lands and trusted protected regions and offers more than 12 miles of excellent hiking and biking trails, which visitors can explore the area. The trail consists of crust shell paths, an 1,800-foot boardwalk, that's cool, I would love that, and sandy grassy berms that were once old tram roads and now wind through swamps showcasing the area. That is home to alligators, though. I don't like that part. Bobcats, otters, panthers, and white-tailed deer. Wow. I guess they take care of you. Rookery Bay Reserve. We're talking about Naples, Florida. 25 things you can do in Naples, Florida, all in the area. There's quite a lot. And just to manage these places and take care of it takes quite a lot. And it's so beautiful that they're preserving the wildlife. So the Rookery Bay National Research Reserve occupies 110,000 acres of one of the last remaining North American mangrove estuaries undisturbed by human activity. Do you ever notice how birds, I don't care where you are in the world, they love mangrove. Oh, they love mangrove trees. But birds, when it starts to get dark, if, you know, in anywhere you are in the world, have you noticed you can see flocks of birds flying to go home? It is so amazing to me. But I'm when I'm reading mangrove, there's some mangrove trees in Hawaii on Oahu near Kihi Lagoon, and I just remember watching them constantly. When I can notice it anywhere in the world now, but when I was first noticing that, it was like so cool. It's like they're going to have a party and they go hang out and they stay in the trees and then come back in the morning. Rookery Bay is formed where streams and rivers meet the sea, creating a unique magical habitat. It's surrounded by scrubs and hammocks and is home to some very special animals, including about 150 species of birds, many of which are threatened and endangered. So this is so cool that they're saving them. That's just so cool. Clam Pass Park, wow. It's beaches. It's on 35 acres, preserved with a boardwalk, too. I love when you can go down boardwalks and do things. It just makes it so much easier. This is leads to the sandy beach where you've got plants, blooming flowers, butterflies, more mangroves, and it's home to shorebirds, hawks, and osprey. It has a tidal bay that's perfect breeding ground as well as nursery for marine life, and they have a tranquil walking park you can go to. This is cool. The village on Venetian Bay, Naples, Florida, is situated right on the waterfront. The village of Venetia Bay is a luxurious open-air shopping mall, one of the most popular in Naples with tourists and affluent locals alike. The mall has many upscale shops selling everything from high-fashion clothing, jewels, first-rate art, wines, and home decor. And then there's all these cafes sitting out there, and you can... Sounds like a great time. It says, enjoy happy hour cocktails by the water, visit the Sunday Green Market, attend a fashion show, or take part in one of many of the special events and celebrations. There is a lot to do. There's a children, Galisano Children's Museum of Naples. Wow, I had no idea, because I've visited Naples a bunch of times. I had no idea that there was this much to do. Again, this is on vacationidea.com /Florida. Galisano Children's Museum of Naples, and it's a fun-filled place where children can play, learn, and experience new things together. Children of all ages. So in here, it just says if they want to become anything they want to be, they from firemen, farmers, chefs, artists, to architects, builders, veterinarians, doctors, they can explore the wonders of it and through the fantastic displays. Of course, now we have, what do we have, Oculus, right? We have the virtual reality, but I think there's still nothing like going in person and seeing this. Tin City Naples has a shopping experience with more than 40 stores, dine-in style. It's called Tin City. They have featuring tin-topped buildings with picturesque sidewalks and bayfront shops and casual eateries. It's something for everyone. At the heart of Tin City is the waterfront marketplace, once in 1920s clam shelling and oyster processing plant that now echoes nature's nautical past with lovely maritime setting. The waterfront marketplace is home to several creative boutiques and excellent restaurants. Oh, this is beautiful. I have to go check this out. I'm wanting to go now. Naples Depot Museum is restored. It's based in Naples, restored seaboard on the airline railway passenger station. And it takes visitors back to a journey in time. Can you imagine thinking back into the railroad boom days of the roaring 20s and explores the use of technology and transportation by Southwest Floridians to conquer the impenetrable frontier. Cool. That's on the Register of Historic Places. Naples Historic Society, of course, is a Palm Cottage. It's beautiful. And that was built in 1985, and it's preserved by the Naples Historical Society. There, you can just explore so much here, so much. The museums, the shop, I'm just glad they're doing this. Collier County Museum is another museum. It was built over 100 years ago. And it talks about the first settlers and families who lived there, all kinds of exhibits. Creighton Cove, Naples. It's home to the very first boat landing where supplies arrived at the fledgling town of Naples. Very beautiful. And there's Sun and Fun Lagoon. It's a water park. There's a water park there that offers a variety of fun-filled water-based activities, adventures, and rides for visitors of all ages. The park features four swimming pools with temperature-controlled water, a Indian River, interactive splash playground. Also has water slides and all kinds of amenities, cafes. There's a 38-foot tower that looks out over the park as a starting point for different water slides. You know, it's definitely worth getting down there and visiting. Even if you're not going to move, it's worth it. And I say down there, it all depends on where you are. The Von Liebig Arts Center is it's a local treasure and community resource for all forms of art. It's that's beautiful to see that. And they have exhibitions and class, art classes, workshops. Promoting a strong arts education is the core aim of the center. And they have trips, and there's state parks right around there and all kinds of stuff. The Naples Players at the Sugden Community Theater, established in 1953, the Naples Players is a nationally recognized community leader that performs in the Sugden Community Theater. Hailed as the best live theater in Southwest Florida, the Naples Players present a full season of more than 240 performances per year that includes 7 main stage and 4 studio, as well as 5 kids exhibitions. I'm not sure with COVID what they're doing, but hopefully they're back in business. So we are almost there. Naples Beach Brewery, for those that love to see the microbreweries and hang out and check all that out. They have plenty there, the tasting rooms. And Naples Winter Wine Festival, it's was established in 2001. That looks really fun. And it was founded by the Naples Children Education Foundation, and they use the proceeds to benefit at-risk and underprivileged children in Collier County. And very, very nice stuff you can get into. And last but not least, 10,000 Islands Nationwide Wildlife Refuge. And again, this is Realty Universal. You're here listening to Natalie Mullinix. And I'm reading the 25 best things to do on vacationidea.com, 25 best things to do in Naples, Florida, if you're thinking about a move to Florida. This is so exciting. I just leave it. Even a trip to Florida and Naples is going to be worth it. There's so much to do. And it is affordable in Naples. There's very many high-end places, but also places that are affordable. And if anybody wants to get any information on that, you can go to realityuniversal.com and fill out a find an agent, contact us, and we can put you in touch with the right people that know the area like the back of their hands. So 10,000 Islands Nationwide Wildlife Refuge, established in 1996, spans 35,000 acres in Collier County on the southwest coast of Florida. 10,000 Islands, wow, National Refuge is an important refuge for the rich diversity of native wildlife and threatened mangrove habitats found in the region. Comprising almost two-thirds of the largest expanse of mangrove forests in North America, the refuge is also home to small coastal pockets of tropical hardwoods such as gumbo limbo, cabbage palms, and oak trees. Threatened and endangered species of wildlife call this the refuge their home, including the West Indian manatee, Atlantic loggerhead turtle, oh, cool, peregrine falcon. You know, turtles live a long time, like 150, it depends on the type, but they can live a long time. Kemp's Ridley sea turtles, along with more than 189 species of birds. Visitors to the refuge can enjoy several outdoor activities, boating, fishing, duck hunting, and photography. So we, you know, there's so much to dig in and listen to about Florida in general, but we were talking about Naples, Florida, and so much to do. It started out in the late 1800s and was running, cost about $3 an acre. And it's a lot different now, but it's well-lived. A lot of people love Naples, Florida. And, so I hope you check it out. And I hope you have a wonderful week, wonderful month, wonderful year. And just remember, we have to, this life is a journey. Definitely a journey. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.